You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers seem to have obtained every name on their wish list as they go into the 2017 season, attempting to win another division title. Let's talk to Ken Gernick about that. I'm Allison Sutter. Ken, this was a really busy week, and of course there are still physicals pending, but it looks like they are retaining the services of Kenley Jansen and Justin Turner. Let's start with Jansen. What do you know about his deal? It seems to be pretty extensive, and also there seems to be an opt-out. So what can you tell us about that?
Right. It looks like it was sort of copied from Chapman's deal. He's got a three-year opt-out. It's 5 years, $80 million compared to 86 for Chapman. And, you know, it keeps him in L.A., even though a lot of people thought he was going to just go for the highest bidder. He actually had more money from Miami and Washington. But his agent said that his comfort level in L.A. played a role. And of course, the Dodgers did step up. 5 years for a reliever is not something that anybody really expected from Andrew Friedman. That's just not the way the Dodgers have handled things in the last 2 years with him, and the way he did things in Tampa Bay was not to tie up a lot of money in closers. But, you know, this is a different team. This is a win-now team. And they've been so close for the last 4 years without busting through. So it seems like their goal here was to keep together a very good team that just finished 2 wins shy of the World Series. And that's what they've done by bringing back not only Jansen, but Justin Turner at third base and Rich Hill in their starting rotation.
Yeah, the word had come out pretty quickly that he did turn down more money. I think it was from the Nationals. And then there were a lot of people that were piping in with their, oh, that's probably just the deferred money and that's probably more value. But it does seem like legitimately like that he really wanted to stay in L.A. And it's really, I like it when this happens. It's really unique. It doesn't happen that often. There's a lot of pressure from agents and the Players Association to take that highest dollar. He never tipped his hand. It seemed like, just from the coverage that I was reading, that he did ultimately, you know, want to stay in L.A. because that, of course, is not a good negotiating tool. Did that surprise you at all? Just you have covered him for a long time. When you did realize that this was for less money than he had been offered?
Well, I think what really changed the dynamics of the agent was Melanson going to the Giants. I think Jansen's camp was hoping to get the Dodgers and Giants in a bidding war, and that didn't materialize when the Giants grabbed Melanson and they were off the board. So that left Jansen with two choices, and besides the Dodgers, with Miami, you know, having a longer way to go to get into contention for a World Series. And the Nationals are pretty good right now, so they were viable. So, and then so it became kind of, I think, a coin toss for him. And I think at that point, you know, I mean, when we're talking about up at the $80 to $85 million range, you know, a few million dollars, we're not talking about another $20, $30, $40 million. It was a relatively small amount when you're a ball player considering those type of contracts. So then comfort level can come into play. And without the Giants really there to totally bid things up, you know, as the rival for the Dodgers, I think it probably became an easier decision for Jansen to take a little less money and go back to his team that he knows. He knows the players, he knows the management, he's comfortable in the city, and he's become quite popular. So, you know, I'm guessing that at the end it probably wasn't that tough a call for him.
No, and it's nice to see that, because even if it's just a few million, sometimes that often makes a difference when a player is choosing his destination. I don't know, Robinson Cano kind of comes to mind, but that's good to see. So on the flip side, Justin Turner, it sounded like he always made it known that he really wanted to return to the Dodgers from that area. And also it seems like the Dodgers really should be credited, of course, with like helping him resurrect his career. And it sounds like there was a lot of loyalty there where he really, beyond a comfort level, but really just feels so strongly about the organization that he wanted to stay. Do you think that factored into it?
Yeah, I think it was a big factor, you know, and a little factor, or maybe more than a little factor, was the fact that he didn't really have a big market out there clamoring for him. You know, unlike Jansen with the elevation of the importance of the closer, you know, everybody wants the closer, and Jansen proved himself to be as good as any of them. You know, Turner has had a breakthrough season here, you know, in 27 home runs, and he's had a great year. He's had a really solid two-plus years with the Dodgers, really 3 years with the Dodgers, and this one break through. But, you know, he didn't have a lot of teams needing a third baseman that were willing to pay, so I don't know that he was really able to get into a bidding war. So I think the fact that he didn't want to leave, you know, coupled with the fact that there, you know, there really wasn't a clamoring for him, it just made it a logical choice, and they paid him, you know, good money. I mean, this is a big payday for him at his age, and, you know, I'm sure he's happy to be home, you know, with family and friends. So, you know, it worked out. They were always favored to keep him, and that one worked out. I think the only real surprise was that they really had been able to keep all three of their big free agents. And, you know, there was a lot of indications that they didn't want to spend that kind of money. They spent almost $200 million to re-sign the three of them. But, you know, they learned last year when Greinke left, you know, don't, you know, you really better be careful about letting your best free agents leave. So they were able to keep three for less than the amount that Greinke signed to leave and go to Arizona.
Yeah, it's definitely not like anybody's making a lot of sacrifices. Like you said, that is so much money to spend. Kind of looking at the roster now, I know there's still a lot of time in the offseason. I know there's some holes that the Dodgers would still like to fill, but I mean, if they were done right now, it still looks like a pretty good team. Do you think that there's anything huge that they still have to address?
Yeah, they do want a second baseman. They really have a hole there, and they prefer a right-handed hitter because they wanted to add a right-handed hitter anyway because of their troubles against left-handed starting pitching. So that was another reason why bringing back Turner was so important. But they really that just get them back to even, really. They need to add another bat, another right-handed bat. So, you know, that's why there's persistent rumors that they're going to trade for Brian Dozier with the Twins, but it's pretty clear that those two teams are apart on what his value is going back in return. And I would imagine for 42 home run second baseman, the Twins want the Dodgers' best prospect and more. Their best prospect is Cody Bellinger, and they don't want to trade him. So I think there's going to be a little bit of a dance during the remaining weeks of the winter. And at some point, they're going to probably get a right-handed bat to play second base.
Right. Okay. All right. Good stuff. Ken, thanks for your time, and we'll catch up with you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.